Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We begin, though, talking about the Cubs and them taking 3 of 4 over the Pirates this past weekend. It was low scoring, but they got it done. Is this the offensive output I expected out of this team? No. Is this the pitching performance with the bullpen as well that I expected out of this team? No. I'm happy about one.
But is this the result you expected in the win column, 3 out of 4?
Indeed it is.
Yes, and if I told you, hey, they're going to win every game that they play this weekend, except for the one Paul Skene starts, you'd be like, okay, I'm good with it.
Yeah, playoff Layla wants more. Like, playoff Layla wants the Cubs to go toe-to-toe with Paul Skene at home and hit. And at least walk. Like, that's my other concern. Just walk a little more than you have been against the aces and the tricky lefties.
Well, they
playoff did. Layla is in June 16th today, so I don't have to worry about it entirely yet, but I'm keeping track.
They did force a couple of walks against Paul Skene, who also had 95 pitches. And I know some of that has to do with the 5 strikeouts that he had. But quite frankly, the Cubs have handled Paul Skene's this season very well. I thought the Cubs had, previous to this Paul Skene's confrontation, which was on Friday, they had him flustered the previous time where he walked 4 and he was out quickly. So relative to what Skene's had done against the Cubs last year, if we're really breaking down that Friday game, I liked what they did against Paul Skene, and I liked what the Cubs got out of Cade Horton that day, even though it was a 2-1 loss, and it took the Pirates 10 innings to beat the Cubs, you know.
Well, the thing about Paul Skene is it's fine, because if you go back to that previous matchup you're talking about, no one scored more runs or hit more home runs in a single appearance off Paul Skene than the Cubs.
Yeah.
They had 3 home runs, they scored 5 runs the last time out, and the most important part of that, the thing that they had in common with both of these outings that Paul Skene had against them, is he did not pitch past the 5th inning. And if you can just get him out 5, that means you've got 4 innings of non-Paul Skene to get stuff done. Now, the bad news is, Layla, they were unable to get anything done once they got Paul Skene out of the game.
And that's it, is you know that with teams like the Pirates, it's not just that they're the last place team in the division, but that's where you're really going to make some hay with any offense. You know, the Aces are going to have their days, and we've talked about the numbers. Unfortunately, they continue against the Cubs. Numbers against Aces and crafty lefties are not what you would want to see. And I'm not even talking about crafty lefties necessarily, just lefties who are good at their jobs overall. Like, we've seen that over the past, I would say, month now. Is that a trend that continues? I'm not sure. Would I like to see more walks, though, regardless? Yes. That also very much goes for facing subpar bullpens. And so when we talk about the weather, I think had a definite factor in the Cubs game against the Pirates on Friday. But you want to see more when this offense, which is still one of the top 5 in baseball, should be playing better and taking advantage of the bullpen arms that are facing them with more walks, with more just people getting on base in general. And that's something that I think you do want to see more of. You know that the inning changes for the guy at the plate if somebody else is already on base in front of him.
0 for 10 with runners in scoring position in that Friday game for the Cubs. There were twice they had runners on first and second and nobody out. And altogether out of that, they ended up getting 1 run. So it's got to be better than that for sure. Like the Friday, and I guess offensively, absolutely, it's going to have to be better for the Cubs. But I will just say this. I have been, I don't really know how to word this properly, but let me see if it comes out right. I have been comfortable with the Cubs during this offensive slump that they have been going through.
And you're using air quotes there.
Right. Yeah, that's fair to point out. If you're not on Twitch right now, I did use air quotes throughout that, because they are still winning these games. They are still playing competitively. The only non-competitive game that I've seen from the Cubs, let's go back to the Washington Philadelphia, who was the other, Detroit road trip. I thought there was only one really bad game, and that was the game against Philadelphia, the 7-2 loss where Lizardo struck out 10 Cubs in that game. In other words, they're not winning all of these games, like going back to the road trip when the offense was struggling, but they are playing close against these aces, and the Cubs with struggling offense and wind blowing in, like it just keeps doing at Wrigley Field, by the way. There's been more wind blowing in games at Wrigley this year than wind blowing out. It's not even close at this point to win one-run games, albeit against a bad team. You got good starting pitching and good bullpen out of the Cubs, so that's what gives me comfort throughout what is, again, air quoted, a comfortable time of struggling for the Cubs.
Comfortable struggling.
I want to know how comfortable you are, because you could say I'm comfortable with it, but how comfortable? So you have no.
Maybe it's better to say I'm not uncomfortable with the Cubs. Like, I don't feel like, they're resorting back to last year. They're resorting back to 2 years ago in terms of their approach at the plate, and they're not doing the things, taking walks, stealing bases. What's going on?
Well, they only had three walks on Friday.
It's a problem.
As a team. That not against Paul Skeens. I'm saying as a team.
Yeah, right. Two against Skeens, though.
But here's the other part of this is I think it's worth kind of clarifying your point in that, number one, these games are the games that the Cubs were, quote, built to win, end quote. With, I would say, the 2023 roster. You know, you remember like...
You're saying these games here against the Pirates, the spine
of the defense. And, you know, how big it was to have solid veteran at catcher where you had a Gold Glover. At the time, it was Tucker Barnhart. And you really wanted that,
that up the middle.
You know, it was catcher. It was shortstop, second baseman.
Here comes Patrick Wisdom.
What's really funny is they do have that. But you also need the other things to win more of the games.
Yeah.
You know, that's the part that makes it a complete team.
The fact that Mark says he's comfortable with it and he's not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But that's very different here on the 16th day of June than it would be if it was in September, let alone if it was August, October, all of these things. Here's why. Because what playoff Layla was just talking about, close will get you out of the playoffs. Close is cool in June,
right.
But close means your season's over in September and October.
A15 is on to something. Playoff Layla wants to ask the Cubs why they couldn't get Devers. We will address that at noon.
Oh, yes, we will.
A15, you were in it.
No, I'm with him on that.
So. All right, so 815, thanks for Playoff Layla and sometimes Playoff Marshall.
Yeah. Now, look, I think, first of all, the team is going to the playoffs. I don't know if it's going to be as a wild card or a division winner. I would think division winner, but I'm not as...
I think it has to
be.
Did you just see what the NL West just did?
That's a question for you right now, Marshall, whether the Cubs would win the damn division.
Here's what happened in the NL West yesterday. It was like, hey, we traded for Devers. Cool. Shohei Ohtani starting tomorrow against the other NL West team you're concerned about.
Yeah.
Like that. In 15 minutes, it was like, wait, what? Oh. And I'm like, yeah, no, there's going to be one team out of the Central in the playoffs, my friend.
No, I don't think so, because I think all those teams, they got to play each other. They do get to play the Rockies. I'm not ignoring that fact. But all four of those teams have to play each other. Even if you look around right now.
It's a balanced schedule, though.
I know. Well, still 13 times is 13 times. And I think when we look at what the Cubs are doing right now, we expect one of these teams to fade. Now, I could be wrong. If the Cardinals and the Reds and the Brewers are all above 500 when the season's in, then you're probably right. It is just going to be one team, because that means there's been a lot of infighting, if there will. But if you look at what's going on right now in the West, Arizona Diamondbacks have not just quietly gone away after the Corbin Burns injury. They're still over 500.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that at this point
in
the season.
By a game. Yeah. Yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
is Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score. We are joined today by Mark Rohde, who is kind enough to grace us with his presence again.
Well, after
cheating on us.
I got I got transferred last week, is what happened.
Layla, to be fair, we said it was an open relationship.
We did.
That's true.
Also, I too would float on shows before I had a permanent home, so yeah. I can't really criticize you for that.
You understand? See, I think I'm actually competing with Matt Spiegel, for whom I was filling in, along with Lawrence Holmes. I think I'm competing with him for person who has worked with most partners at The Score in our lifetime. So
Spiegel,
I'm coming
can
for you.
Name them, can't
I'm
he?
Coming for you. No, he can't. He can't name all the people he's worked with. I don't know if I could either. It's very difficult.
My list is very short.
But those guys are back today, by the way.
Spiegs
and
together? Lawrence.
Back together, I believe
Lawrence
so.
Lawrence did the solo show on Friday after
the Cubs
game.
Oh, yeah.
I would also like to point something out.
Yeah,
to credit the spine of the Cubs defense that they tried to build and then actually built.
Yes.
Sorry, this is my notebook. And
did you just pull a... What did you...
This is a bookmark that was like a flyer in the mail, so I just use it as a bookmark.
You just went aggressively to the bullpen bag just now. Layla had... She has something for us.
First
what do
of all,
you have?
I have note cards with lots of stats.
Look at you. Look at
but
that.
Secondly, it was the stat that they pointed out on the marquee broadcast about how the spine of the defense is working. Nico Hoerner leads all second basemen in defensive runs saved.
Yes.
And man, did he save another one yesterday.
Top of the 10th, it was a beautiful play that he made to stop what would have been an RBI single from getting through the middle. And then, of course, the Cubs walk it off in the bottom of the 10th.
PCA, speaking of defense, making another play?
Well, the problem with
the spine of the defense is doing a good job.
It's bingo.
But, guys, the issue
with nothing,
PCA. Watching PCA.
Like it's nothing and now.
He makes it look too easy.
He does.
So O'Neill Cruz hits that ball, and you're thinking, okay, that's a problem. But the way PCA in stride not only gets faster and faster, but when he catches the ball, just naturally slows down. It's not like he was making some really quick play. It was just like, this is what I do.
Yeah.
And I glide.
Yeah, the good ones make it look effortless. Like, peak Luis Robert made it look effortless. O'Neill Cruz is like, that ball's where? Give me a half a second. Yeah, same with PCA. Like, there's a body type now for the all-star center fielders.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you see it happening in front of us.
He's starting to do the thing again, too, that he did that I didn't like because he wasn't hitting when he started playing with the Cubs, where he catches the ball like down by his waist, like just kind of trying to be fancy. Kind of makes me a little nervous, but I'm like, okay, you know, he's kind of earned that. If he wants to bust out a little bit of the flash when he makes these catches, I'm willing to allow for the flare. Yes, I said the flash. You say the flare. I say the filth and flar. That's right.
No flagellants in there.
No flagellants.
Okay, yeah. You're working a lot.
I had Eddie Murphy doing Bill Cosby in my head, but I'm like, I can't do it because I might swear if I do it because it's hard to do Eddie Murphy shtick without using the F word. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I just saved our lives.
So you went with alternate F words.
Yeah.
So he approves his message.
Yes, I'm going to stop talking now before I say the F word.
No, continue to talk. Here's the overall picture. You talk about that defense, because we've talked a lot about the pitching, specifically the bullpen and how they've been over the last month plus. Best in baseball. Lowest ERA, lowest whip. Best in baseball. But that defense is what's really keeping them alive.
Right, because if they make one of those, not even mistakes, if you have, for example, in that 10th inning, an average second baseman that hasn't had the defensive numbers that Nico Hoerner's put up, you're talking about a different ball game. Yeah, we're talking about all of this very differently.
Hey, man.
But because that defense has actually come through in a way that is consistent, you're getting the team that you actually said you were going to build. But that's the challenge here, is that I'm trying to illustrate. You thought you were good in 2023 with that team. We know what happened. You still need stoppers and boppers. You still need Kyle Tucker. You still need Seiya Suzuki to play in kind offensively. You still needed more offensively out of everyone. And so that's how you put together the body of work to get to the playoffs right now, especially in the National League. Like, is it ideal? No. But is one level of your team picking up where another one is leaving off? That's when it's really good. And they still are in the top five among baseball in both average and in home runs hit. It's just the gap is getting wider now when you see teams like what the Dodgers and the Yankees are doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I look at this series – And I say, first of all, they did win 3 out of 4, and we'd all like it to be a lot fancier against Pittsburgh and not have to go to 10 innings for 2 of the games, one of which you lost. But if you go through every game, something really good and encouraging happened for the Cubs in every game. And I get it, there's no participation trophy, but Jameson Taillon continues to crush as he did on Thursday. Cade Horton looked so good on, even though they lost on Friday. That's the Paul Skeens game. Saturday, Matthew Boyd continues to be this unbelievable. I'm beyond the point of calling him a revelation. He's just good right now. And then obviously yesterday you get great stuff from the bullpen. Actually, Saturday and Sunday,
right,
where you had this one run game or tie game. Yesterday was a tie game for 8 innings, right? So you had,
and that was after Pittsburgh got on the board first.
Exactly, like 2-2. After one, right? 2-2 was the score after one. Neither team scored again until, obviously, the 10th inning when the Cubs won the game. So it just felt like, even though the competitor, the team against which you played, was bad, these games felt kind of intense because, by nature, that's what one-run games are.
You can have happen, though, is when you don't have base runners for several innings. In the 9th inning, Dansby Swanson gets on base, and that was the first Cubs base runner since the 3rd.
Yeah, that's rough.
Like, that's where you're saying to yourself, this is not the offense that you guys wanted, and how many times is that going to happen before you're saying to yourself, what needs to change here?
Well, what does need to change when the wind is blowing in at Wrigley as it does every day?
You like walk. The Cubs, you need to walk more.
I just think that's a tough trick to turn, like, on a dime. Like, when you're a hard-hit ball team, you're a contact team, and all of a sudden we got to skid and stop and change the way we play baseball because Wrigley Field won't cooperate.
I know we're up against it, but listen, the 2-for-22 with runners in scoring position over that 4-game series, that's not the biggest issue going forward. The biggest issue going forward is you played the team with the lowest OPS in all of baseball, and so your pitching might look great against them, but what's it going to look like this week?
Well, yeah, and oh, by the way, when I mentioned the top 5 teams hitting for average in Major League Baseball, the Phillies are number 2. So that gives you an indication, as we saw what happened last week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.